Hello, what can I do you for? Oh, well, it's just that students usually come to me for problems during office hours. You want to help me with a problem? What do you mean? Oh, right. I didn't think anybody actually heard me say that. Well, in any case, I didn't actually mean it when I said I have no one to talk to. It's just that. Anyway, it's very kind of you to stop by and check in like that, even if it's just over Zoom. I noticed that you seem to be quite an interested student. Are you just passionate about art, or. Just an admiration for beautiful things, huh? Well, is that why you sometimes get distracted during class? Don't think I haven't noticed that daydreamy gloss you get in your eyes sometimes, staring to the screen but not really paying attention. Is there perhaps a beautiful girl in the class that you get lost admiring? Maybe. Well, I think I might have a guess as to who it is. Does she also perhaps tend to wear a lot of snuggly sweaters? Ooh, I see that blush. I'm right, aren't I? Well, that does narrow it down. There's still a few options. Let's see. Does she tend to speak up a lot during class? Yes. All right. Well, I think I've got my guess. Is it me? Oh, I knew it. I could see it in your eyes, the adorable way they twinkle when you see me. I have to admit, it's quite flattering. Upset? No, of course not. It's not the first time I've suspected such a thing, and I doubt it'll be the last. Plus, with my husband gone, some attention is a little nice sometimes, even if it is just from a boy. Although, as you know, I have quite an eye for detail, and I have to admit, you do strike me as different. Your interest seems to go beyond a simple passing crush on a teacher. Would that observation be correct? Oh, sweetie. No answer is an answer in and of itself. But please, there's no need to feel embarrassed. In fact, I find it quite adorable. You coming into my office hours to check up on the teacher you've got a fascination for? And the cutest part was that you were so genuine about it. You really just came in here because you care for me. I haven't had that in so long. And if it weren't for these annoying times, I might even give you a kiss on the cheek. Or somewhere else. What? Oh, nothing, just some rambling about classes. Anyway, why didn't you tell me about this little crush of yours? I knew it, an admiration for your professor, huh? I've seen the way your eyes light up when I get all up in arms about defending a piece of art, or how you bite your lips whenever I adjust my sweaters. Tell me, what exactly is your favorite part of me to admire? My eyes. Because they keep you so entranced during lectures that you can't focus on anything else. My, what a flattering man you are. What else? My voice. You like the bubbly way I talk when I teach. Well, what if I talk nice and husky like this? Oh, you're so cute when you get flustered. Look at those cheeks. Oh, keep going. This is too fun. My outfits. You like the bright, pretty colors I wear? Especially the way they highlight my skin. Oh, you've got to stop. You're going to make me blush. Or is that exactly what you want, you little cutie? Tell me, what thoughts do you have about me? What exactly do you daydream about as you listen to me drone on in class? Kissing me? Oh, rather vanilla, but cute nonetheless. Someone like you, though, there's got to be some more artistic stuff that you've imagined. Involving pregnancy, perhaps? That little whine is so adorable. I knew I saw you perk up when I mentioned my kids. Does that get you going? Do you get all nice and hard listening to your professor talk about all the babies she's had? Oh, look at you getting so red. No need to get embarrassed. This is your dream, after all. You know, since office hours are supposed to be about helping students, I suppose I should do my best to alleviate your situation. Why don't you take out your cock and let me help you achieve all your fun little goals? Yeah, stroke yourself as you look into these emerald eyes that capture your imagination oh so well, while you listen to your favorite voice. Jerk yourself off for your professor. I love seeing you shudder like that. You like it when I take charge, don't you? Call you a good boy. Oh, your moan is so adorable. Such a cutie. So, if I'm going to do my best to help you, I'm going to need as much info as possible. And you never elaborated on your answer about fantasies, so... Oh, you have some really naughty ones. Well, don't be embarrassed, sweetie. We're far past that point already. You want me to cuddle you while I jack you to sleep? That's pretty hot. I bet you'd love feeling my warmth pressed up against your back while I wrap my warm fingers around you. My skin even more comfortable than the bed as I stroke you till you make a mess all over the sheets. A really big mess, huh? So does that mean you'd give me more than one load? How many, baby? As many as I'd like, yeah. You'd want to be a good boy and give Professor all the loads she wants. Cover her hand in your cum even after I've run you dry all day. Such a sweet snuggly boy. I like that, you know, thinking about you whining while I milk you like a dispenser, cleaning up all your messy sap from the bedsheets while you fall asleep in my arms. I see. I knew that brain had way more creativity in it than just kissing. What else, baby? What do you want your professor to do to you? My tits? What about them, honey? Oh, you want to suck on my titties. You know, I just had my newest a few months ago, so I'm still lactating. Of course you knew. I bet that's exactly why you want to do it, isn't it? To drink up all my mommy milk while you fuck me? Ugh, I saw that little twitch when I called myself mommy. You like that, don't you? You and your professor mommy cuddling while you milk her titties? Yeah, don't think I haven't noticed your gaze getting lost in my sweater puppies or lecture. I can't imagine how hungry you'd be to taste them. You'd probably milk me dry for the night. For the week, you'd say. Oh, such an eager boy. Stroke faster for me, baby. Imagine my milk flowing down your throat while you jerk off in front of your teacher. Oh, God, you little cutie. Your face is so adorable while you jerk off. Come on, tell me more. This is super hot. Oh my, really? Oh, honey, that is lecherous, but so hot, too. Coming in my mug for breakfast. Naughty, naughty boy. Here I was thinking students were supposed to give their teachers apples. Not that I'd mind having some of you before class. Or maybe I'd enjoy it even during class. You'd love that, wouldn't you? Knowing I'm drinking your yummy gummy in front of 100 students. Well, now you've gone and done it, sweetie. I didn't think I'd have to satisfy myself during this. Oh, but your fantasies have really gotten me going. Making me think about all this naughty stuff you'd do to me, if you had me. Tell me, sugar, how would you fuck me? Young boy like yourself, I know you've been dreaming about taking that cock and stuffing it inside. Fuck, in the teacher's lounge. A little exhibitionist, aren't you? Taking me right there, where anybody could walk in and find us fucking? How, baby, how would you fuck me? Just bend me over one of the tables, hike my skirt up and take me? Or maybe you put my leg up on the countertop and fuck me into the sink? On the floor? Hungry little thing, aren't you? Just lower me to the ground and fuck me like animals. We'll probably have to just do it after hours, considering I've been known to get a little loud. Especially if it was with a cute, cuddly, eager boy like yourself. I bet you'd have a massive load for my pussy, wouldn't you? Oh, look at that face! You love thinking about cream pieing a professor, don't you? Leaving my pussy all warm and sticky, your sap dripping into my panties as I drive back home, having your cum oozing down my thighs as I take a shower, fingering my cream-pied pussy while I wash off all that sweat. Look at you all flustered. Come on, honey, stroke faster for me. Remember, I'm here to help you, and I really want to see you give me your first load. Yep, you heard that right. This is only your first load, because your dummy mommy is having way too much fun to give this up. Uh-huh, I expect you to be present at every office hours from here on out, cock in hand, ready to listen to my orders for the day. In fact, I'm just going to go ahead and block off some time after office hours just for us, that way we can be sure we'll never be interrupted. Now, sweetie, stroke faster. Professor wants your cum. Oh, that's a good boy. I want your cum just as much as you want to give it to me, just as much as you want to give me your babies. Oh, don't act surprised. I see the way your face lights up when I mention my kids. It was hardly a stretch to discern you had a little breeding kink. Yeah. My good boy wanted to dump a thick load of his baby batter inside his professor, fill up my pussy with your cum, so I had no choice but to get pregnant with all your babies. My tummy swelling for 9 months, breast getting heavy with milk for all your kids. You're so freaking cute when you get excited. I bet you'd be adorable in bed, gasping and groaning like you are now while I cuddle fuck all that cum out of you. Oh, what's that, honey? You're gonna come soon? All right, we'll just hold on a little bit longer, okay? Since this is our first time, I want to make it special and have us come together. I know that these times have been freaking crazy and it can be hard to feel close to anybody. If we can at least do this together, maybe that'll be our solstice of hope until life finally gets back to normal. Sorry to get emotional like that, it's been a tough year. But that's why we're doing this, so we can enjoy the simple pleasures of life. I see that look on your face. I said no coming. And unless you want this to be the first and last time I let you have fun with me, then you better be a good boy and hold it in. Good boy. Now, give me one more fantasy before I let you explode all over your keyboard. You have a friend that you share all your naughty fantasies with? Let me guess, you want to share me with him too, filling up a pair of my holes while you two have your way with me? Did you say you'd use my mouth as a docking bay while waiting for my pussy? Oh, sweetie, remind me we need to work on your dirty talk a bit, okay? How cute. Anyway, back to the subject. What exactly would you do to me besides using my mouth as a docking bay? Jade back and forth while fucking my green-pied pussy? Going for sloppy seconds and thirds. And fourths? Oh, sweetie, so naughty. You really are in love with the thought of my experienced little pussy being full of cum, aren't you? Using your jizz as lube while you fuck me over and over and over? Such a good boy. Oh, just a couple more seconds, honey, hold on. Be a good little boy for your baby mama and I'll let you fill my tummy up as much as you want. Just hold. Hold. Yes, now, honey, come for me, sweetie. Come all of your hand for mommy. Oh, baby, I haven't come like that in ages. Oh, my God, I'm drenched. And you, God, baby, you just let out so much for me. I saw it shooting up onto the screen. Come on, let me see your hand. Show mommy the cum you gave her. Ooh, good boy. Such a big load for your professor. Just imagine that all over my face, all over the sweat as you like. In my mug and in my pussy. God, sweetie, that really was. Hey, nah, where do you think you're going? What? You said you were prepared to give me as many loads as I wanted? Oh, what? You didn't think that would include today? Nuh-uh, mister. You think just because you pass one test means you get to pass the class? So you sit back down right now and don't you dare clean your hand. If you're going to be using your cum as lube for my pussy, you better start practicing now. God, you kids these days. I swear, if you pull a stunt like that and make me upset again, I'm going to have to do something you really won't like. I bet you know what a chastity belt is. Now, where were we? Ah, yes. I know there's still plenty more fantasies rolling around in that head of yours. Just like there's plenty more lows waiting in those full balls for me. You said you liked my clothes, didn't you? Any fantasies about those? Oh, there is? Explain. Filthy boy. Wrapping my panties around your dick while I jerk you off? What exactly about that makes it such a good fantasy? Oh, the softness of the fabric. And knowing that I wear them all the time? And how do you know my panties are as delicate as you believe? Because I look like that type of woman? Well, while I don't appreciate you judging a woman like that, you aren't wrong. In fact, for the first day back of real class, I might just wear my favorite black lace panties so I can give you a lovely gift after. I bet you'd pull them right out the second you got back home, wouldn't you? Would you take your time and sniff them, or would you be too eager and just get straight to jerking yourself silly with them? Remembering the way my cute sweater hugged my body, imagining it was your hands hugging me, would you make a big mess on my panties? Yeah, leave them absolutely drenched. God, you're an eager boy. I love that. Now, since it's getting closer to dinner time and I've got kiddos to feed, I'm going to share one of my own fantasies. And the entire time I want you to close your eyes and imagine your sticky, cum-drenched hand is my cream-pied pussy, okay? Now, I've always loved the thought of just having a good boy come up behind me while I'm cooking. Maybe with just my apron on, and then he comes and wraps my tummy in his arms, his dick already hard as he grinds into my butt. You'd nibble on my ears as you sheath your dick in me, working nice and slow at first. But all you young men, you can't help it, and you just start to buck into me, that breeding instinct of yours needing its fill. So while you make a mess of my insides, I do my best to keep the outsides clean, even as you plow me into the countertop, your teeth digging into my neck. And after a while, you just can't help it, fucking me hard into the countertop, my apron bunched into my mouth so the kids can't hear me scream, so needy as you thrust like an animal until you fill me with your own batter. And then, without saying anything, you just pull out and leave like nothing happened. And being the naughty mommy I am, I save your cream pie for dinner, taking dollops and adding to my supper with every bite. Oh, that's a good boy. Buck into your hand like it's mommy's pussy. Don't stop until you've given mommy everything she wants. Come on. Come on, keep going until you come for mommy. You've been such a sweet, sweet boy. Just give mommy this one last thing. Good boy, giving mommy so much. Keep going, honey. Don't stop until you've emptied every last drop into me. Well done, sweetie. Mwah. You did so well for me. So much come for mommy, and it's only our first time. I can tell I'm going to have so much fun with you. What's that, sweetie? Oh, you're cute and you're hesitant. Go on, honey. Say it with conviction. There you go. Oh, I love you too, Snuggly Pooh, my sweet little boy toy with all of his naughty fantasies. I can't wait to indulge each and other every one with you. Give you all the proper cuddly aftercare you deserve. Once all this is over, you and I are going to be spending a lot of time together, understood? Good boy. I can't wait to see you again. You know when my next office hours are, right? That's right, good boy. I'll see you tomorrow.